This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. There's a new cop coming to Corner Brook, and he is of the four-legged kind. Police service dog Fogo and his handler, Constable Laura Furlong, will serve the Corner Brook region. The German Shepherd Malinois mix is nearly 2 years old now. Furlong says she never thought she'd get the opportunity to become a handler, something she thinks is the coolest job ever.
It is a huge commitment, not only at work, but in your personal life as well. This dog is with you all the time. I realized I want this. I think this is something that I can do. And with the help of everyone, you know, everyone's been great in the section, and it honestly is a dream come true.
Furlong admits to being a dog lover and has another dog at home, which she says makes her the perfect fit to be a handler. Meanwhile, PSD Colt recently retired after serving the Corner Brook RNC since 2021 under the guidance of Constable Scott Mosier. Furlong says Mosier is very community-oriented, and everyone is familiar with him and Colt, something she plans on continuing.
Let the community know that we are there to serve, that we want to be involved. You know, the dog has so many different ways to be utilized, and I hope that we can continue to do so. Of course, I've been with Colt and Scott on different calls, and actually have seen that part of it as well.
PSD Fogo is one of two dogs new to the force, and they were both trained in-house by Sergeant Jody Ryan, who actually picked out the dogs in Holland. He says they started working on this 2 to 3 years ago, and says for the past 33 years, their police dogs were trained under the RCMP.
We had the knowledge, we had the experience here. I ended up getting certified as a patrol dog trainer through the Canadian Police Canine Association. Then by doing our own program, I guess the biggest benefit, not only to us, our unit here in Newfoundland, and also the RNC as a whole, but more importantly to the people we serve in the entire province, is now we control our own destiny when it comes to having the ability to train our own dogs.
The addition of these new dogs brings the RNC Police Dog Services Unit to 5 in total. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.